Yeah, terrific reporting all week from Lourdes. Well, turning now to something completely different. In the late 1990s, researchers in New Mexico found that if you take CT scans of a dinosaur skull fossil, you can recreate the sounds the dinosaur might have made millions of years ago. Well, a graduate student at Arizona State University has taken that idea one step further by creating a dinosaur skull that you can play like a musical instrument. From Here and Now contributor KJZZ, Annika Klein has the story.
Sadly, we can't travel back to the Cretaceous period and record actual dinosaur sounds. So a grad student at Arizona State University settled for the next best thing. Courtney Brown created a Kurthosaurus skull that was one of the duck-billed dinos, so she could simulate the sound it might have made when it walked the Earth more than 70 million years ago. She blows into a device that forces air through the skull's nasal passages.
So this is like two skinny balloons attached to two brass tubes. But also, you can get very deep sounds with this too.
This might be a good time to mention Brown is not studying paleontology. She's actually studying interdisciplinary media and performance at Arizona State University. And yes, she does play the dinosaur.
So I call it RAR. It's a musical instrument, so you can play it like a musical instrument. It makes different kinds of sound.
Brown got the idea while visiting a dinosaur museum, where she heard recreations of dino calls based on CT scans of the fossils. Her musical mind thought, why not make one of those fossils playable?
That would be the interesting part, is that I could make the skull and larynx, and it could be a physical thing. Occasionally, I can get, like, real melody type things, which is something that's only happened over lots of practicing.
Brown's project received an honorary mention at the 2015 Prix Ars Electronica, a competition for the fields of digital animation, art, culture, and music. She sees the skull as an instrument and even travels with it to perform on stage.
When you blow into the dinosaur, in a sense, you can become the dinosaur, much in the way when you like know how to play an instrument, and you play an instrument, that instrument becomes a part of you.
Brown and her instrument are headed to Virginia this week to perform a piece called How to Speak Dinosaur, Courtship. It's an imaginary meeting between the Kurthosaurus and a tuba. Here's a little bit of that offbeat romance with David Earle on tuba. For Here and Now, I'm Annika Klein.